Oh, yeah. Sedano, LZ, and Cap taken to the airwaves of 710 ESPN Los Angeles. Sedano out on assignment with the network. Actually, no, don't know if that's true. I just made that up. I think it sounds kind of cool. So we got LZ. We got Clinton Yates in the house. And LZ, I got to say, I saw your Insta story. You were showing off not just the buff nature of the whole frontal situation, but the moves, LZ. You were showing off the Michael Jackson moves. I watched like 10 times.
That's very uncomfortable. The most important aspect to my Insta story was the CDC says, if you are fully vaccinated, people, we can start looking at each other's noses and lips and teeth. That's the real story. Your latent, you know, fascination with sweaty men is for you to work out with your therapist. But the CDC part, that's for everybody.
Okay, hold on. Two things here quickly. Number one, his latent obsession with sweaty men is something to work out with perhaps somebody other than a therapist, if you get my meaning. That's a joke. Number two, let me tell you something, LZ. You've had two straight of these. I didn't even see the story today, but I saw a previous picture in which somebody from an angle from off to the side had a good look at your triceps. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So we've had a couple of thirst traps in the hopper coming up for the summer season. Is it hot boy summer for you, LZ? What's going on here?
Sounds like it's hot boy summer for you too, because I don't know what's on your Insta stories or Instagrams, but you guys are all over mine.
I know. Okay, it's weird. Okay. It is weird. Okay. And it's only because that I had Bergman tell me about your Insta story, and once he told
me
about it.
Did he tell you 10 times?
Because no, then I had to watch it.
Once.
Wow. No, then I had to watch it 10 times.
One right over my face.
No. Then I had to watch it. Here's why, LZ. First, I had to look at you, and I'm like, you know what? Credit to LZ. He really is ripped for a guy who's pushing 50. That's one. Two, look at these dance moves. Wow, these are pretty good. Then three, I kind of started getting into it myself and kind of doing a little dance of my own. You know, and then four.
You can't dance, though.
Well, yeah, what are we talking about here?
I don't know. Just saying
it was an inspiration, LZ. That's all I'm trying to say to you. It's not about fascination with sweaty men. You're the one who's putting it on Instagram for guys like me to check out.
I'm really okay, not so let's, putting let me, it out let me, there for guys like you at all.
Let me jump in, right, for different humans. Let me jump in here, which you made a point about the CDC, LZ, and I just want to read to you guys a tweet I wrote today. This is important, not necessarily because of the CDC, but here's what it said. You want to follow me on Twitter, you can go ahead, at Clinton Yates. I wrote, don't care what the CDC says. If any of you flapdoodles try to take my mask off in public, it's go time. Thank you.
Flapdoodle.
Flapdoodle is
a word. I know that word.
Thank you. And you know where you word that? Know where that you know that word from? It's a tremendous, tremendous musical film called The Greatest Showman.
Dude, you ain't got to tell me. I got lyrics tattooed on my arm from that movie.
No, thank you, you LZ. Really? Can I get to the point here, which is why this word came into my cognizance in the past couple days? It's because I had an excellent experience at an outdoor theater last night in which I went to see The Greatest Showman at one of these deals where they stick up a bunch of turf on the parking lot roof. They put a little big screen, for that term, for lack of a better term, out on the thing, sitting in a love seat. You got the wireless Bluetooth headphones going, and I watched me some Greatest Showman. Listen, I love me a good musical. Guys and Dolls, to me, is my favorite musical of all time. Never at me, okay? This is very serious in my world. However, I do not know that there is a better musical movie than The Greatest Showman. And in that movie, he uses the word flapdoodle to insult somebody. So when somebody tried to start coming at me, I said, you know what? Let me deploy that.
First of all, Clinton.
Yes.
There's more than one musical film that surpasses The Greatest Showman. And I can say this despite having lyrics tattooed to my arm.
Okay.
Starting with The Wiz.
The Wiz, okay.
Starting with The Wiz.
The Wiz is on a different level.
Don't nobody bring me no bad news.
The Wiz is, to me, sort of the greatest. Like, we're not even talking about that. You know what I'm saying? Like, because The Wiz is The Wiz. I feel you on that.
So The Wiz is in a different category? Wiz doesn't count?
It's in a category of greatness that these other films don't even qualify. The Wiz is a great movie outside of being a musical film. However, do not come at me with La La Land, y'all. Okay?
Oh, no, that's trash, man.
Don't do that.
That was trash. Even the Oscars realized it was trash when they switched it around at the last minute and gave it to
us. All I'm saying is, pound for pound, as a human that enjoys musical theater, The Greatest Showman is a fantastic film. This is not a newsflash. However, I had a lovely experience at the Theater of the Outdoors last night. And when I saw Flapdoodle and I heard it, I said, you know what? I'm about to go ahead and break that out on these people.
And you did. You used it on Twitter today.
And that's because I've seen that movie like 20-some times, maybe 40.
Hmm. Ooh. Okay. Not
so
10.
You're worried that somebody's going to try and take your mask? Is that the deal now?
No, I'm not worried about that. I'm not going to get into all that. But I'll just say this very plainly, is that when it comes to safety alerts and what people do in order to try to keep themselves healthy, let them do what they want. What people are doing on their own personal bodies, if it does not affect you, is not an affront to who you are just because you would not do the same thing. That's my only point here. The CDC saying that we are allowed to walk around maskless does not mean that you are forced to walk around maskless. Because let me tell you something. I ain't getting on no trains or no public station or no planes ever again without a mask. Other things I do, we'll see. But this is just how, you know how they say when you have parents that were from like the Depression era, they still do things that remind you of how people had to sort of grind and get things together back in the day because they were just trained to do that in order for survival.
Are you telling me you still got spam just in case some stuff goes
right.
down?
I'm not from Hawaii. No, I don't have spam.
Are you telling me you have like bags and bags of ramen noodles just in case the Whole Foods closes unexpectedly?
Yeah, I that can't sounds deny like something that. You would have. I love me some ramen. But my point is that for at least the rest of 2021, your boy Yeehaw Yates is definitely going to be wearing a mask. So do not at me because the Hands community is accepting all applications on site. Just know that.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's all I'm saying. Know. Don't come at me. Don't come at my face.
I have no intentions of coming at you, my friend. None whatsoever. But I don't think I'm your audience either. Look, the point is that many states, including obviously the great state of California, are trying to incentivize getting vaccinated. In Ohio, we talked about this yesterday, they're giving away like $1 million to residents who get vaccinated. $1 million.
It's crazy.
Ooh. Here we're saying you go to a concert. I'm feeling like Newsom need to step his game up because Ohio's giving away $1 million and we get to just go to a concert.
and figure out how to use the word flapdoodle, apparently.
Hey, man, yeah, this listen, is not pretty a verb. It is a noun.
Yeah, I also, I'm trying to decide, like I go into a restaurant and they sit you and you can then take your mask off, but then, you know, you kind of can, you're kind of there without your mask. You might even get up and go to the bathroom without your mask. Do we need masks? I mean, do we trust what the CDC says? We've probably been trusting them the whole time.
Stop it.
Why?
We've already done the PSA on the health aspect of life. Let's get to some fun now. Let's not get deep into the weeds about what Fauci says we should be wearing now.
Fair point.
We read the little CDC statement. We said, yay, yay, yay. Come on, Cap. People ain't tune in here to hear more about the Rona.
Wow. Also, wow. Yeah, super bit killer. Also, my masks are fly, y'all. All right? Don't think I've been walking around with these ugly things on. All right? I keep my thing fresh. You know what I mean? So if
are you
see
bedazzled?
Me in a mask,
do you have a bedazzled
just compliment
one?
Me. No, I'm not bedazzled. I'm checked and plaided, okay? I got that moving. J. Crew, shouts to you, you know what I'm saying, for hooking me up with that. So that's what I'm saying. Right. Masks are they are as much a style statement for me at this point as anything else.
All right. I'm a plain mask guy. So, LZ, to your point, you ready? Here goes. What did you think where we left off last night was this? We said, is it a big deal or not a big deal that the Lakers were raising the banner? We all talked about the big deal that we thought that it was. LeBron spoke and said, hey, the run for another championship back-to-back starts in about a week. Like, you know, when the playoffs start and I get healthy and I'm ready to come back, starts in about a week. Then AD took the mic and said, hey, like Bron said, let's go try and win another. Didn't quite sound as confident to me as LeBron. So I'll ask you guys, what'd you think last night? Because the Lakers just kind of squeaked by, but yet again, still alive to not have to play in. What do you think, LZ?
Well, I think first, don't put much stock into the energy of the speeches. You know, it's hard to get hyped when you don't have a full stadium to get hyped with.
Agreed.
You know, so I don't put much stock into that. And certainly, you know, whether you thought LeBron was passionate about it in his delivery or not, we know he's going to be passionate about it in his play. So I'm not concerned about that at all come to postseason. Last night, yeah, it was closer than I would have preferred. But the beauty of it is that these guys learned something about themselves last night. And I hope it's a lesson that they can take with them as we go into the postseason. Because LeBron is coming off another long layoff. I know he sort of played a couple of games, but really it's just an extension since he went out against, I believe, the Atlanta Hawks. So he may not always have his win with him during the postseason. He may not always have his touch with him in the postseason as he's getting himself geared up. And the men last night, understood how important it was to get this W. Understood that that was not a team they should be this close with and that they were primed for an upset and found a way to pull it off without AD, without Bron, without Dennis the Menace, and more importantly, without that defense that we all know and love. They still found a way. Take those lessons, THT, Kuz, Dre. You guys take those lessons that you learned last night. Because I'm pretty sure if we do get another opportunity to repeat, meaning getting back to the finals, on our way there, we're going to need you. We're going to need you. And I'm glad last night happened because it tested them against a must-win situation, doing things they aren't supposed to be doing. But here we are, 40 seconds left, and you're tied up with Houston. Houston, who's trying to lose. But they found a way to win. And that's what I take it for. The huge deal. Way to go, guys. Way to go.
Cap, let me ask you this. As a guy that's been on the professional stage and knows what the sort of motivation level is like, here's what I thought about what the Lakers did last night. And I said this on Around the Horn earlier today. There was a little gamesmanship in the showmanship. Because if you're the Lakers, and the Lakers who, for all you people who think I hate the Lakers because I say different things about why certain things could go wrong, first of all, you're wrong. That's not how I'm operating. But let me tell you this. Here's one thing the Lakers do better than anybody else. It's the business of show, aka show business. So when they come out and drop a banner, right when it's like, oh yeah, it's the play-in, not the playoffs, they're giving you a little something to look forward to that's different from what the regular level of expectation could be. What they're saying is, we got rings to play for. And I'm asking you, Cap, is that something that you think from a team standpoint, Jared Dudley's coming back, allegedly, sidebar, you know, team jeller, do you think that that gives you anything? If they sort of have a rallying point for the squad and you say, oh, by the way, that was us that won it in the bubble. We got the rings. We got the banner. Let's go get it once the tournament starts, Cap.
Yeah, yeah. I think listening to LeBron last night, I heard everything he said, and I thought he was pretty passionate about it. In fact, I would even use the word confident about it. Like, hey, next week the playoffs start, and that's when we get serious. It was kind of like saying, that's why I'm not adding wear and tear in a game like this where we're supposed to win.
Yeah,
I don't have to play against Indiana or New Orleans. We're good. We can win like this. LZ, I'm with you. I understand what you're saying. Like, guys are getting opportunities to play in positions and at times of games and to make contributions that they might not have. I mean, you've been talking about THT the last couple days. Wesley Matthews has been huge, both on the offensive end and last night with a steal late in the game. I mean, guys are getting chances to do things that they might not have had the chance to do if the team were fully healthy. And that might be a great thing going into the playoffs. What do you say, LZ?
Well, one, I've been talking about THT for a few months, not just the last couple of days, because I've been saying this guy is something special. I said that before the trade deadline. I said that when his name was being floated out there with Toronto and trying to acquire Kyle Lowry. I said that in regards to Bradley Beal. I think he has something really special, and I want him to stay under LeBron's tutelage so he has a better opportunity to tap into that special. It would be like Scottie Pippen being traded before he was able to really absorb what he needed to from Michael. Don't want him to do that. Don't want him to try and learn without the great one. So that's great for him. But two, as I said before, you know, Kuz needed that. He needed to hit that go-ahead bucket, right? He needed that. Dre needed to have another solid game, back-to-back games. You know, since he came here from the buyout situation, he's given us a monster game, and then three duds. Good game, two duds. Really inconsistent. But now he has strung together back-to-back double-doubles, really strong performances. And oh, by the way, we needed all his points in addition to his rebounds. So he needed that performance too. There are so many aspects to what happened last night that you can take positives from, despite the fact that our defense was porous for much of the game, despite the fact that we were still in a game against that woeful squad. But as my boy Key always tells me, they put their pants on one leg at a time, so you got to respect them a little bit, you know, just because. Come on, come on. But, I mean, for real, there were so many heroes last night. I really found myself encouraged for the postseason. I find myself even more encouraged for our chances to repeat because we know what Bron and AD can do once they get going. It was always about the supporting cast. Last night, they showed an ability to step up in big moments and deliver, and I couldn't be more proud of them.
All right, hold that thought right there, LZ. And Clinton Yates, we are happy to have you today and tomorrow in for George. This portion of the show is presented by Alignment Health Plan, changing healthcare one person at a time. So while the Lakers got it done last night, are the Dodgers bats really starting to come to life? I mean, could we look back 2 days ago and think the Gavin Lux home run is a defining moment? Let's take a look at what happened with the Dodgers. So everybody just stay right where you are. Sedano, LZ, and Cap on 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Yeah, it's Sedano, LZ, and Cap on 710 ESPN. Hey, if you want to get in today, I'm going to suggest you hustle up and start hitting the phones because coming up today at 4:40, we're going to give away another one of Kobe Bryant's books to celebrate his legacy. No, we're giving away a copy of Kobe Bryant's book, The Mamba Mentality, How I Play. And everyone who wins the book is qualified to win the Kobe autographed basketball. So some more Kobe trivia on the way coming up. But Clinton Yates, I can feel you dancing to this song. Turn it up, will you?
Banger.
How dare you say the greatest showman is the greatest musical movie of all time.
First of all, you're getting way too into this, okay? My point is that typically there's a code word in there. Musical means a certain thing. The Wiz means a different thing, LZ, if you know what I'm saying. I'm touching my finger with my other finger, okay? All right, The Wiz is the best. This is a non-discussion, okay. All right? You know what I mean? Oz, eat your heart out. All right.
You just have to lay these things out because, you know.
Well, you know, come on.
Cap doesn't know these things, and he would take you at your word if you don't clarify.
Michael Joseph Jackson is in The Wiz, end of discussion.
But I might have also said the same thing, LZ, about The Wiz. You know, David Alan Greer was in it a few years ago, and he was awesome in The Wiz. But I'm talking about the stage show. I'm not talking about a movie of a stage show. I've seen it many times. Love it. Okay, and I know that you were jamming out to Michael Jackson earlier, and I know that you think it's freaky that I was looking at your Instagram story, but I'm trying to give you some credit, man. You're looking good, dog. That's all I'm saying.
I do believe The Wiz was before the actual musical.
Of course it
Maybe
was.
Maybe so. Maybe so.
Of course
so.
It was.
Yeah.
The Wiz is a great movie. What are we talking about here? The Wiz is a Yates family classic in this household. We watch that daggone thing every holiday. Get out of here. What are we doing?
Yeah, it's like us. We watch the Ten Commandments every holiday. It's really
so
good.
After The Wiz.
You got that kind of time.
What would you rank number two then? Are you putting The Greatest Showman as number two? Or are we doing like Chicago, Cabaret? What are we doing here?
Chicago's very good. I'm not gonna act like my too deep on this is great. I'm just saying that as a person that enjoys the musicals, and for what I'll just say as a casual fan, I saw that. I was like, between the combo of not only story, I'm not going to get all into that. P.T. Barnum was actually a complete person, if you will. I've omitted a word. But,
yes.
like, between the combination of choreo, songs, and story, you're not going to tell me that there's a better one.
Moulin Rouge?
Moulin Rouge, c'est pas mal à l'heure. You know what I'm saying? But, like, I don't know that there's a better one. There might be as good, but I saw that, and I was like, I don't need to be some wild musical person, which I, you know, am not. I just am a casual musical person to enjoy this.
Soul,
it's so good.
Sister, go,
so good.
Sister, hey,
oh,
sister.
The song with, what's his name? Zach, what's his nuts, and in the bar, like, dude, that's great. You know what I mean? Like, where they're doing the choreography with the bartender, and he's giving the shots. Oh, it's great.
No. It's really well executed. There we go. Moulin Rouge.
Moulin Rouge, quoi. Rouge. Do you want me to teach you how to speak French, LC? I speak fluent French. Moulin
Rouge. I speak fluent broken French.
Hold on. Say it with me. Say it with me, LZ. Moulin.
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 It's a hard N. That's
Moulin.
Awkward.
Moulin Rouge.
Moulin Rouge. You have to roll that R. It's a fricative at the top of your
That's
of your mouth.
That's an aggressive Rouge. Rolling of the R.
It's not a roll. It's Moulin Rouge.
You say Rouge. You sound like a very Nordic language there, that sound you're making there.
It's the language. Have you been there, by the way? Moulin Rouge is a lovely establishment. I'll say that.
Don't know it.
Was it in Tampa with the other lovely establishments
of
this nature?
No, c'est en France, mon ami.
No, not that wasn't in Tampa. What was the name of the place in Tampa? Oh, my gosh. I should know the name of it. What was the name of the spot? Everybody knew it. Oh, man. I don't have it.
I don't know.
What if they did a musical of the Lakers? Who would play LeBron?
Ooh. This is a fantastic question. Who would play LeBron in a musical?
Who would play Genie? Who do you trust?
That's a better question.
Playing
actually.
Genie Buss in the musical of the Lakers. Bergman, do you have any ideas who we should be auditioning?
Yeah, that's a tough one. For Genie, we need to have someone that can. This is all musical, so someone that's got to have some like strong pipes.
Yeah, not in Hollywood.
Well,
they don't care.
I don't know.
That's how Russell Crowe keeps
getting cast. Also, I don't know that Genie's role has to be a strong singing role. We saw her dancing to Megan Thee Stallion. You know what I'm saying? The other night.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
We did.
It could be a sort of secondary singing role. Savagely, okay. Now, Genie, do you have to be able to sing to play the role, or do you just have to sort of look the part? What is your question here, LZ, on that? How do you feel?
I believe that when the Hollywood makeup and hair people get a hold of the actor, they'll make them look like Genie, just like they made Sebastian Stan look like Tommy Lee.
Okay, I'll go with Charlize then. Charlize?
That's so perfect. Look at you.
That's a good one.
That's perfect. That's perfect. All right, Cap.
We don't have who plays LeBron,
Who's
though.
Playing Caruso?
Oh, who's playing Caruso?
Got to look like him, so it's got to be the Bald Mamba style.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Is it purposefully bald, or is it like
bald
nature
cap?
Just said, we're out?
Can we do like a bald cap?
Who do I got bald, that's like a tall, skinny?
He's pretty yoked,
yeah, but I mean, I need somebody who's lean.
If John Malkovich was 30 years younger,
he's too dark.
If he was 30 years younger, he could play.
He's scary.
No. I don't think Alex is contemplating murdering people when he leaves the Staples Center.
No, he's scary, John Malkovich.
John Malkovich is a murderer?
Come on, who's like a young.
He just makes me uncomfortable.
Like, I said if he was 30 years younger, but okay.
Give me a young guy, LZ. Come on, give me a young, thin, lean, white guy who could play.
A young, famous, bald, young white guy who's not in the NBA?
Why has he got to be white?
Okay. I don't know. Just
why can't we have some diversity in his casting?
Sure, go ahead. Go for it. Absolutely.
That's what got the Golden Globes in trouble.
Oh.
Caruso playing himself as a non-white guy. I love that.
Who's going
to
play
Caruso
LeBron,
plays
LZ?
Himself, and they darken him up to make him look mixed.
What about like a Jared Leto? What about Jared Leto getting in?
No, whoa. Jared Leto is way too pretty. Way too pretty for anybody on the Lakers.
Put a bald cap on that long hair?
You are talking to a Jared Leto stan since my so-called life.
Okay.
All right. We are not mentioning Jared Leto's name in this stupid bit.
What about Jamie Kennedy?
Oh, no.
Just make him bald.
No. How about if we got to get somebody who's kind of studly.
How about Justin Bieber?
No.
And his acting debut.
I don't hate that.
No.
Kennedy, really? You guys don't see him as Kennedy? Just make him bald?
No.
What about Zac Efron? Zac Efron can
No.
He plays basketball.
Take his mic away, Laura.
Yeah. No. You are off. No. You are off. He can turn it back on. But
High School Musical is a whole different world. How about Ryan
he did
Gosling?
21 again, too.
Ryan Gosling's not a bad idea, but I say this.
No.
I say Malkovich could play Frank Vogel. How about that, LZ?
All right. I'm good with that. I'm good. Because I think Frank's got a dark side to him. I do. I know he smiles really well for the camera and stuff when he's being interviewed. But I think if you watch him, he's contemplating some stuff.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't an insult. I like Frank. Yeah. I just think that Frank requires a thespian of actual caliber to play his role because Frank has been keeping it together. To get back to basketball, let's give a little credit to Frank in this situation.
No, give a lot of credit to Frank.
A lot of credit to Frank in this situation because we talked for weeks about what do you do? Do you rest him? Do you play him? Do you figure out chemistry? What goes on? They're in the best possible place they could be considering both the injuries and the talent level. I give Frank a lot of credit. Mr. Vogel, you've done a great job so far.
Yeah, I feel like he's had a chance here, particularly in the last maybe 3 to 6 games, to really coach. Again, I have a perception that LeBron does the coaching. So with LeBron not playing and therefore not on the floor coaching, although sitting on the bench and cheering on and maybe doing some coaching, I just feel like Vogel has had an opportunity to prove to the other guys on the team, follow my lead, let me coach you guys up, let's get some victories. Right. And I just, it's perception.
Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. That's all fine and dandy. Kim Cattrall as Jeannie Buss.
Oh,
Kim Cattrall as Jeannie
that's
Buss.
That's a separate casting
Real
decision.
Mets. Real Mets know. Came through.
I don't know.
Kim Cattrall as Jeannie Buss.
Now, hold
my
on.
My favorite Kim Cattrall role, Police Academy.
That's a good fact. Role. It's a good role.
That's a good role.
Would O'Shea Jackson Jr. get a role in any of this?
Oh, yeah. J. Cole is going to play O'Shea.
No.
What are we doing here? Okay, O'Shea would be Jared Dudley. That's who O'Shea would be.
He's not going to like wow. that. He's going to come after
wow.
him.
It's not a diss. Yeah. It's not a diss. Wow. Jared hey, look, Dudley was
you don't
the,
get
oh,
to
no,
diss
no,
somebody,
no, no.
and then when
Stop.
You get called out, say it's not a diss. You, no,
come on,
no,
you're
no,
wrong.
No.
You kidding?
No, no, no. I will say this flatly. The reason why it's not a diss is because I remember when I was filling in on this show months ago last season, we had Jared Dudley on this exact program. It might have been Mason and Island, I forget. On this exact station. And he said, one of the things that struck me so much about Jared Dudley was like, he was like, yo, I'm on the team as a glue guy. You know what I'm saying? If it's leading dances on the sideline, if it's organizing the guys after practice, if it's whatever you need, like Jared Dudley to me, that's not a diss in terms of the basketball sense. He was a valuable member of the team in the bubble in a very serious way. And I think that like O'Shea for a movie that or a story that
can
would
he even sing?
Serve Jared Dudley's role correctly as to who he was, O'Shea can play it well.
Can he sing?
It's not a diss.
Can he sing?
Nobody can sing, LZ. Come on.
How about Usher as Dennis Schroeder?
Oh, I like that. I like
that. You like that?
Yeah.
Because,
the
listen, because,
no, no, the kid, the kid
because Dennis gets all these funky
Schroeder
foot funguses and stuff, and we all know about some stuff that went Ooh. Down with Usher.
LZ, you mispronounced, first of all, Schroeder's name, and then you said funguses when it's fungi.
Come all right. Fungi.
I don't care. I make up words
He's
all the time,
guy.
Too.
He's a fun guy.
He's the fun
make
guy.
Up words.
He's like your man, Kawhi.
It's all good. Hey, hold that thought,
it's just
guys.
Like my man, Kawhi. Who plays Kawhi in a musical? Whoever somebody, it is doesn't need to sing because we won't hear them anyway.
Right. Somebody very quiet. So the Jared Dudley character gets a lot of speaking roles, I can tell you that. Okay, listen, we didn't get to the Dodgers. We will get to the Dodgers coming up, but overrated, underrated, properly rated is coming up next. Clinton Yates is in for Sedano. And don't forget, later on, 440, we're giving away this Kobe Bryant Mamba Mentality book. So hit the phones, 877-710-3776. We're going to play some Kobe trivia. And your chance to win is coming up. Overrated, underrated, properly rated next on SLK on 710.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thank you very much, Chris. All right, so we are going to start off, and I think cause since I can see LZ, I'm actually going to ask LZ this one first.
I'm turning my back to you.
Oh, how dare you? That's just me.
Do you have a shirt
I
on?
We were friends.
Important
he does.
Question.
He does at
he
the
does.
Moment.
He does.
It's cold.
The boss is here, too.
What a letdown.
Yeah. I know. You hear Laura, she's like, gosh darn it, he does.
He does.
All right, so LZ, He-Man and the Masters of the Universe is making a comeback. Netflix's Masters of the Universe Revelation is coming out July 23rd and will be an animated series. Was the original He-Man overrated, underrated, or properly rated?
The original He-Man was so overrated. It was
what?
So overrated. And I can say this because my dumb ass went back to take a look at some of the old episodes, you know, during the quarantine when I was high. Thinking, you know, I'll reminisce for a couple of days. Couldn't do it.
In the time, though.
Could not do it. Well, you asked me if it was overrated
all right,
or properly
all right,
rated.
All right, it's your choice.
I think
I have to jump in here. I have to jump in here.
Well, you don't have to jump in it because you have your own opportunity.
By the power of Grayskull, I am very upset with you. Because as a young man, there was one superhero I cared about. And that was He-Man. And I used to, when I was a little kid, I would carry around, I would wear two t-shirts just so that I could put my He-Man sword in the back in between them. And when people challenged me in my little grade school world, I would pull out my plastic He-Man sword.
The sorceress couldn't even leave the house. Okay. Every time she left the house, she started losing power. What kind of sorcery are you if you can't even leave your house?
It's correctly rated, but the other thing that is underrated, if I may, is the He-Man Masters of the Universe movie.
It was Frank Langella
plays Skeletor in that final scene where he, like, I don't even know, photosynthesizes into, like, that gold dude and goes nuts, and He-Man's like, yeah, how about I'm still going to kill you? You know what I mean? Like, it's hilarious. I love He-Man and everything, so I am biased in many ways, LZ. Pardon me. Pardon the interruption, as we like to say.
Snarf.
I'm a big He-Man guy on every level. Sergeant at Arms? Come on. What are we doing?
Man, he was so old. I was like,
he was very old.
I was like, seriously? He's supposed to be defending Grayskull too? Stop.
Dude, I had the castle, the toys. I had all of it.
Wow. I had none of it. So I'm going completely, utterly, ridiculously overrated. I mean, you might as well have been speaking German just now. I don't know what you're talking about. All the toys of He-Man? I know you guys think I'm uncool when I don't know about this stuff, but I don't think so in this case. Overrated.
What about Katherine Heigl as Jeannie Buss? We're still getting tons of castings, by the way.
That's an obvious one to me.
Just letting you know.
That's like, she plays her in the play.
Somebody's got Shia LaBeouf as Caruso.
I like that.
I don't know about that, man. I don't know.
Can
real
Shia
Matt.
Shia LaBeouf dunk a basketball? Excellent question.
Jamie Foxx is LeBron, or LeBron is Jamie Foxx, or vice versa. Taylor Jamie Swift Foxx is Jeannie. Starfish and Coffee, and Lost Your Mind. What's next, Greg?
We got a different game going on, LZ. Yeah.
What's next?
All right. We're going to start with Clinton. Clinton, let's go you first here. The Friends reunion show is dropping on May 27th on HBO Max. This is kind of a setup. Was Friends overrated, underrated, or properly rated?
I have to tell you guys something.
Uh-oh.
This is beyond overrated. I did not watch Friends. I've never seen Friends. I have no idea. And let me tell you this.
How do you know it's overrated?
Because there is one black person in the history of Friends, and I've never seen the show, and I know who it is. I ain't watched that show, y'all. You know the magic gift? I ain't gonna beat it. That's where I am. Friends, I'm sorry. I don't watch that show. Aisha Tyler, shouts to you. Great comedian. She hosted The Soup forever. I don't know nothing about no Friends, and so I'm going to call it overrated. Sorry. That's just my life.
LZ, what do you think, man?
Or Friends sucks. I've seen it. You know, I have seen it. They had moments that were funny.
Stole from Living Single.
Moments. I mean, stole would be as if. It's beyond theft of Living Single.
Colonized.
There you go. They colonized and told you they were going to do it.
Yep.
That's the best part. He says, we're going to do Living Single, but with white people. And then they went and did it. But, you know, whatever. That's a whole other conversation. Happened a New Edition, too, with New Kids in the Block, whatever. It's not a funny show, right? But it is a cultural moment, right? How you doing? Penetrated the lexicon, right?
Yeah.
The Rachel haircut was mimicked by many. Not wanting black people in New York. That's something they still like to do. So, yeah, there are moments about Friends that I remember. Smelly Cat from Phoebe, hit single. Love it. But overall, given the longevity of the show and, more importantly, how popular it is, it is truly the used toilet paper of sitcoms, in my opinion.
To be clear, on a quick jump in, Kat, before you get to yours, I'm not against sitcoms that don't have a ton of black people. Frasier is a favorite of mine, as is Will and Grace. So just know that. And
it's just so hard for me, having lived in New York for all those years, imagining existing in that space for years and years and years and years, and somehow only finding the streets with white people on it. You know how hard that is in New York? Not to see a person of color, not even in a coffee shop.
Anyway. I was never a big fan. I think that Friends was always the show that got the benefit of being on after Seinfeld. And while LZ, I still am in love with Jennifer Aniston and still at some point plan to date her before we're both 60. I just didn't like the dudes. Like, David Schwimmer was never a guy I loved on the show. I didn't like the other guy who got... Like Puffy, what was his name? Joey.
They all kind of got puffy.
Yeah, yeah. Other Jennifer, though, still looks so good. Still looks so good. I'm not a huge fan, so I'm just going to go properly rated because people always seem to bring back these kinds of things when, I know, I guess somebody needs something. Somebody must need some work, so.
Why don't they bring back Living Single? Show, why don't you bring back the funny show?
Bro, anyway, Living Single, Greg. Best black sitcom of all time. Courtney Cox was on that show, right? Her best role was in a Bruce Springsteen video, right? Is that her?
No, her best role was Scream. She was great in the first one.
Oh, her best role was in Ace Ventura. That's the best
role. Oh, you're right. You're right, Greg. I have been unseated. You're correct.
There you go.
I don't know if anybody ever saw Cougar Town, though. Anybody?
Whoa.
No?
The sun's still up, Cap. Come on.
All right.
Laura, do you have an opinion on this?
I was just going to say, Cap, you're trading one Rachel for the other one. Does your Rachel know you're trying to trade her?
That is a very, very good point. I'm hoping that she's not listening, but she does know that I've got a little bit of a thing for Jennifer Aniston. That would be like a get out of jail free card
hashtag
if the opportunity presented
hall
itself.
Pass.
Yeah, hall pass. That's right.
There you go. All right, the last one is going to go to you, Cap. Laura talked about Adam Sandler being made to wait at an IHOP because the milkshakes weren't as all you can eat in a What You Need to Know last week. Well, that's why I set this up for you.
The milkshakes
at
the IHOP,
totally
okay. Keep going, Bergman. Keep going.
Well, Adam went back to the same IHOP and saw the same hostess that didn't recognize him and got the all-you-can-eat milkshakes.
Oh.
Is this move overrated, underrated, or properly rated?
Oh, it's very properly rated. I want that milkshake. I'm going to come back for that milkshake. Hello, hostess. I'm Adam Sandler. I want that milkshake.
That's my Adam Sandler.
Can I say something? Cavs impressions never make me laugh. That one made me laugh. I love that. Adam Sandler to me is one of those guys who's like, he caught the wave at the exact right time. And like Waterboy's great. Obviously Billy Madison's great. And, Eight Crazy Nights is great, you know, but like that was good, Cap. Okay. We like that.
All right.
Starfish and Coffee thinks that Kate McKinnon would make a good genie as well.
Oh, she would do a good job.
You think she would do a good job?
Oh, yeah, she would. She's great. She can sing too.
She can?
I mean, for SNL.
Wow.
Wow. Kate McKinnon is is an American treasure. I mean, what are we talking about here?
I love Kate McKinnon.
I don't know if I want to put her with Jeannie.
Like I said, dang, I can't even remember her
she
name.
She can
anymore.
Play any role, though. She can play.
No, she can, which is why I kind of want her more. I want
Charlize Theron musical casting. The other person whose name I've forgotten, who looks exactly like her, is in the play. You know what I'm saying? Like the non-musical play, if you will.
I gotcha. Keep them coming, by the way. This Chris Tucker as Dennis, I like that.
Ooh. That's funny.
That's good.
Chris Rock is also a good idea.
That's
good.
Can
he sing?
Nobody can sing. We've been over this.
Oh, well. Yeah.
They don't have to really
sing. If it's a musical, you got
to
have some singing talent.
You know
who
can sing, though? Hugh Jackman can sing.
Oh, TKT says The Sound of Music is better than The Wiz.
What?
Oh, this is going to wind up getting ugly.
You can see these hands directly if you want to talk to me about that.
Let me give everybody the phone number, 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. Here's the deal. Coming up, we're giving away another edition of Kobe Bryant's book, The Mamba Mentality, How I Play. And if you win the book today, you're in the running for the grand prize of the Kobe autographed basketball. Kobe trivia and a game of last man standing is right around the corner. Overrated, underrated, properly rated, presented by KNN Filtration, along with LZ and Clinton Yates in for Sedano. It's Kaplan. SLK is on the air on 710 ESPN. Make sure you line up the calls right now. Let's give away this Kobe book coming right back. Yeah, LZ, I saw you rocking out to this song today. You knew the moves. You knew the Michael Jackson moves in the video. Very impressive.
That was elementary, man.
I was going to say, that's in the DNA, Cap. Come on. Come on, son.
Come on. I'd be lucky I didn't break that lean out on you.
Come on now.
I could have leaned with it, rocked with it.
We've all known this. If you went to middle school in Black America, you know the dances.
But here's the thing, though, and this was the original question I asked in the post. What happened to Annie? After Me Too and everything, I would have thought we would have heard if she was okay. But we still don't know if she's okay. All these years later.
Please? Can we talk about the Dodgers, please?
Does anyone know what happened to Annie?
I don't know that we'll ever
call us. Call us.
She's in the crowd at the Dodgers game.
How do you know?
I don't know. I just made that up.
You did.
Well, Listen, she might have been one of the 4,000 last night at the Laker game. She could have been one of the 17,000 at the Laker or at the Dodger game. But before we get going with the Dodgers, Clint, I know you want to talk some baseball.
Yeah.
Kobe Bryant's book, The Mamba Mentality, How I Play. And everyone who wins the book will be qualified to win the autographed Kobe basketball. The lines are filled up. And Laura, if we could have some Kobe music, if you will, some Kobe question music. There you go. Thank you. All right, Alex in L.A., Sedano, LZ, and Cap on 710 ESPN. What's up, Alex?
Hey, what's up, guys?
How you living today, dog?
How you doing, Alex?
Pretty good, pretty good. Let's go. Let's get this going. Hopefully I get this right answer.
All right, all right. Last man standing tournament. You get it right, you get put on hold. You ready? Here goes. True or false, Kobe was drafted in the top 10 of the 1996 draft. True or false?
False.
Come on, man. We got to give him hard questions. These are Kobe fans.
Get out of here.
All right, Clinton, you got a question? Let's do it. Let's go to Muhammad. Alex, stay on hold. Muhammad in San Diego, you got a chance. Clinton Yates, make it harder.
Muhammad, does it have to be true or false? Sorry.
No, feel
free. It can be anything.
Okay, so Muhammad, first of all, yes. How are you? Second of all, I'm excellent. What number did Kobe Bryant wear for the United States of America in the Olympics on his jersey?
10.
Bingo! Nailed.
Nice. So easy. All right. All right, we got two right answers. Daniel in Anaheim, you are on SLK on 710 ESPN. What's up, Daniel?
Everything good, man. What's going on?
It's all good.
What's up, sir?
What's going on?
Now, LZ, you want this one or you want me to come back at him?
George always does all the questions.
All right, here we go.
I can mix some up.
All right, here we go. Here we go. What year did Kobe Bryant win the slam dunk contest, Daniel?
1997.
Wow.
Come on, man. We got to give him hard. These are Kobe fans. We got to give him hard questions.
All right, Hector and Irvine, go.
All right, here's a hard question.
All right, Hector and Irvine, here you go.
What song was Kobe Bryant playing as he was driving to the stadium for his last game?
What car?
What song?
What car?
Do you know the answer?
Oh, no. I don't know this one.
He doesn't know. Cap, you got a question?
I have a question.
Well, you didn't tell me I had an answer, too. You just said you have a question. He didn't say nothing about no answers.
That is true.
Man, I thought this was serious.
Go ahead, Clinton.
In 1997, Kobe Bryant won the dunk contest. How old was he when he did it?
20.
Wrong!
Oh, that's
all right.
Yeah,
all right. So now
the reason why that matters is because I remember that there was an Adidas ad in Slam Magazine where he was doing the dunk. We did the through the legs dunk, and it said never mind.
All right, here goes. Now we're back. Okay, now we've got Alex, Muhammad,
Brad,
and Daniel.
Brad in New Jersey. You got Brad in New Jersey.
Okay. Well, I don't know how many we're going to have to last man standing. All right, Brad in New Jersey. Hello,
like
Brad.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, Brad? How you doing today, buddy?
I'm hanging in there, man.
All right. All right. You ready? Here goes. How many times did Kobe Bryant win the NBA MVP award?
Oh, come on, Cap.
Once.
Come on. We got to give him hard questions,
well,
Cap.
Reality, though, it should have been a lot more.
How many should he have won?
All right. Back to Alex. What team did Kobe Bryant famously work out for pre-draft when he got picked that he did not actually go to?
Charlotte Hornets.
Wrong.
That's who drafted him.
Correct.
So,
thank you.
So Alex is gone, which means, Greg, who's still standing now?
Muhammad is still standing, Daniel is still standing, and Brad is still standing.
Okay, Muhammad, you ready?
I'm here.
How many NBA Finals MVPs did Kobe win?
Two.
Wow. You guys are so on this thing. I can't believe it.
All right, here we go. In the All-American game that Kobe Bryant played in 1996 as a high schooler, what state was that game in?
All right, Daniel in Anaheim, you got this?
Yes.
One more time, Clinton.
The All-American game, McDonald's, what state does that game played in? There's a little bit of an Easter egg in that. He was in that game as an all-star player as a high schooler.
Pennsylvania.
That's important because he went to Lower Merion in Philly, but the game was actually in Pittsburgh. Good work.
Wow. Okay. So, Greg, help me out here because I'm trying to figure out who we got left.
Brad in New Jersey, because I was right, right? So you have Brad in New Jersey next.
All right, Brad, are you ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
How many Olympic gold medals did Kobe win?
Two.
This is unbelievable. You guys are destroying this game.
How many times, let's jump in. How many times, however, did he play for the United States of America with the jersey?
And who's up, Greg?
Alex in L.A.
Alex, how many times?
A lot of wiki work here. A lot of wiki work here.
Three, two, one. Sorry.
Done. He played in the FIBA America Championship in 2007 in Las Vegas, and they won the gold there, too. How about
all right,
that?
Daniel in Anaheim and Brad in New Jersey still left. Daniel in Anaheim.
All right, Daniel, are you ready?
Here, I got it for him.
There
I
you
got
go.
It for him. Hold on.
You know
hold
the answer?
On. Hold on. Yes, okay, I know good. The answer. Any more snide remarks you want to make?
Well, even Roy didn't know him before.
He didn't ask for the answer.
All right, give him the question.
He just said,
oh my
question.
God,
give him the question.
Now I know you guys won both. All right, now I'm better prepared. We all know that Kobe took Brandy to the prom. But what is the name of Brandy's alter ego on our hit television show?
This is so inside.
This is so easy.
Moesha.
Very good job.
Oh, my.
All right,
oh
so I got one more. I got one more.
Here we go.
Kobe Bryant has won four All-Star Game MVP awards, and we know that the award is now named after him. Who was he tied with for the most All-Star Game MVP awards in that award?
Who was he tied with?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Come on. You got this.
Is it Oscar?
Oh! Greg, give him the countdown.
Three. Two, one.
And he's tied with a man named Bob Pettit, who was named after a person that we don't like at all. Robert E. Lee Pettit Jr. won four NBA MVP All-Star Game awards.
Daniel in Anaheim is your winner. Say congratulations.
There you go.
Hey, can I jump in here as your boss? I would just like to say that that was the worst executed trivia I have ever experienced life, and I blame Greg.
This is mom. This is mom coming downstairs at the sleepover to tell you all to shut up.
No, but did you hear? I blame Greg.
Yeah, I agree.
That's fair. I blame Greg too, but I'm so embarrassed.
I also blame George a little bit for not being here today. It's kind of his fault too.
We didn't want to have a meeting, Amanda, so this is what it is.
Daniel in Anaheim, well, stay on hold. I'll get your information.
All right. There's Daniel in Anaheim. He's the winner, and he's qualified now. He's got a chance to win the autographed Kobe basketball. So stay tuned, man, because coming up, a lot more we want to get to today, including what you need to know, okay? And the Rams schedule. We talked about this quite a bit yesterday, about the Rams schedule. And, LZ, I don't know if you saw this, but top 10 toughest schedule in the league. Did you happen to see that? I guess not. All right, stick around, everybody. Was that really that poorly executed? I mean, maybe it really was. Clinton? Yeah, maybe it really was. All right, stick around. If you want to get in, 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. It's SLK on 710 ESPN.